What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Love Podcast. It is your host, Jaysha, and I'm back with another episode. I missed a week last week, y'all, and I won't even consider it a miss, to be honest. I just, like I told y'all, if y'all have been listening, when I don't have, like, a clear idea of what I want to talk about, I would rather not put out anything because I would rather give quality content than just to be putting out content because I have a schedule. So last week, I just allowed myself to, you know, I didn't put pressure on myself because, like I said, I didn't have a clear idea of where I wanted to go. Last week, honestly, I think I did go a tough little spot last week. And it just, like I said, I just wasn't in the right headspace to be putting out content. So I just didn't put anything out. So here we are, we're back with another episode. And if you guys are tuning in, I am so grateful for you. And yeah, as you guys can tell by the title, I'm going to be talking about accountability because I feel like as people, as humans, we fail to realize the part that we play in our hurt. You know what I'm saying? And this is not, it may sound like victim shaming, but it's not. I promise I'm not. Like, because I had this total aha moment like this week where, and I can say over time as I've been healing, you know, I always go back, especially in my past relationship, I always go back to this one particular day, March 1st, 2020. That's the day after I found out I was pregnant. I found out I was pregnant on February the 29th. It was a leap year, so I found out on February 29th. And March 1st, I always say that if I would have walked away that day, I would have saved myself so much heartache. And like I said, this week, I just kept getting signs and kept seeing messages. Oh, you need to release your past relationship. You need to release your age. You need to, or there's something that you're not dealing with. I kept getting messages like that. So I was like, because to me, like in my mind, I had released it. I released him and I, you know, accepted it. And, but I kept seeing these messages and I'm thinking to myself, okay, maybe I haven't, you know, fully released him and everything that occurred. So I said, I'm going to write a letter. I'm just going to write everything out, how I really and truly feel, especially now since I've been healing and have had time. Like, that mental fog and all of that is really going away and I'm able to see things a lot clearer. And so as I'm sitting there, I'm writing this letter and it just hit me so freaking hard that I gotta stop being a victim. At some point, I have to take accountability. And that's what I wanted to do as well. I went and Googled the definition of accountability because I wanted to give that to you guys. And the Google definition of accountability is the fact or condition of being accountable. Responsibility. So, which is pretty much taking responsibility, right? Okay, so cool. So like I said, I'm sitting there, I'm writing this letter, and it hit me that at some point, I had to stop being a victim to the things that I went through and start taking accountability for things that I went through because he was doing what he was doing, moving how he was moving, and I accepted every single thing. Everything that was said to me, everything that was done to me, I accepted it. So that's where the accountability comes in. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, at some point, you got to stop being a victim. And this goes to my relationship with my mother as well. To anybody, your relationship with anybody on this earth, if they are hurting you, you got to look at yourself and figure out why you're okay with allowing this type of behavior. I constantly made excuses for his past and, you know, not honestly, not even realizing that I've been through things as well, you know, and it didn't, you know, anyways. But, yeah, I had to really look at it and say, dang, at some point I got to be accountable for the things that I went through because he showed me consistently the type of person that he was. He showed me who he was consistently. I chose to ignore all of those signs. I chose to ignore everything that I saw and go with the potential that I saw or the image that I created in my head, because that's where a lot of us go wrong as well. We create this image or we you know, you plan your life, you plan your future. So when things weren't going down that path, I kept trying to push and force and pull for it to go that way. And it wasn't. And that's, I continued to hurt myself by continuing to stay and continuing to go back to what was being, you know what I'm saying? Like it was clear as day. And I always say March 1st, 2020, but if I'm being real with myself and I'm being truly accountable, it was all a lie. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, if I really sit and look and analyze and go back and be honest with myself, it never should have went this far. Like, never. 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 And that's where the accountability comes in. I have to hold myself accountable and realize that a lot of the hurt and things that I went through was because I didn't love myself enough to walk away. If I would have loved myself and put my foot down and stood strong, stood firm, set boundaries, and really, you know, held myself as well as him accountable, I would have saved myself so much hurt. And that's why it's like, at some point, you got to realize that people are who they are. People will show you who they are. You can't change who people are. You can't change how people move, and you can't change what people do. The only thing that you have control over is you. So if people are mistreating you, if people are talking to you any kind of way, if people are making you feel a certain type of way, and, you know, you have expressed that and you have tried to fix that and the behavior continues, that's when you have to look at yourself and analyze yourself. And you have to say, hey, enough is enough. I'm not going to continue to allow this. And remove yourself from the equation. People can only do what you allow. And I've really and truly understood that. People can only do what you allow. Like I said, this goes to my relationship with my mother as well. My mama can only hurt me if I allow her to. If I, you know what I'm saying? People can only do what you allow. If I continue to go around or, you know, just continue to certain things, if I decide, hey, I'm not going to allow this, I will no longer get hurt. People can only do what you allow. And that's where you have to look at yourself and hold yourself accountable. And that's the biggest aha moment that I had this week. And it was just like, okay, wow. Like, I finally get it. Like, and then on the spiritual level, you know, they say that pretty much everybody that you have, like, relationship with, like, friends, family, relationships, they're like a mirror of you, or, you know what I'm saying, a reflection of you. And that's when it clicked. Like, I was lacking so much self-love, and just, I didn't love and respect myself, so how can someone else love and respect me? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was dead ass a mirror. And when I decided, hey, enough is enough, I'm done getting hurt. And this goes for all of my relationships, like every person in my life that's attached to me. When I decided that enough was enough and I'm tired of being hurt, I'm tired of getting my feelings hurt, I'm tired of being treated this way, and I put a stop to it, I've been at so much peace, because people don't have access to me anymore, or access, you know, or certain type of access to me. They can't hurt me no more. They can't inflict pain on me no more. And also, like, so putting these two messages together, I feel like this will be a big help in your healing journey. Is last episode was don't take it personal. You can't take the things that people say to you personal or do to you personal, because people have their own internal battle. So don't take it personal and hold yourself accountable and decide what you're going to put up with. You got to love yourself enough. Not enough. You have to love yourself literally more than you love anybody on this earth. Like, anybody. Literally. Anybody. Like, you have to love yourself more. And even my child, at some point, as parents, we tend to put our kids before us. And my child was another reason why I held on so long, because I wanted her to have a different life experience than I had. I wanted her to grow up with her mother and father. I wanted her to have a two-parent home. I didn't have either one of those, so I wanted that for her. So I fought so long. And again, at some point, the love for myself had to overpower the love that I had for her, because, and honestly, now that I sit here and I'm breaking this down, I can't even say that, because the loving my child should have also been another reason why. But like I said, it was that mental fault. It just be crazy. But yeah, I still had to love myself more than I loved her in that moment to put myself first, because I wasn't putting myself first. I wasn't putting my happiness, my health, my value first in any of that. So that's this week's message, guys. Hold yourself accountable. If you are find yourself with, you know, dealing with people that are constantly hurting you, sit down and really have a conversation with yourself and figure out, first of all, why people feel like it's okay for them to treat you that way. And secondly, why are you okay with continuing to tolerate that treatment? And hold yourself accountable. Set you some boundaries. Hold that person and also hold yourself accountable. So, yeah, y'all, that's what I'm saying. Like, at some point, and this is cool. I seen it on Instagram the other day, and it was the day after I had my little aha moment. And I was like, yeah, this is so perfect. But it was like, at some point in your healing, you got to take responsibility. Take responsibility for the hurt. So I can't even remember the exact quote, but this was like, at some point, you got to take responsibility for what you allow. Like I said, people can only do what you allow. So, yeah, that's this week's episode, guys. Make sure you guys are following, liking, doing all of that things. Follow me on Instagram, AMEAAAR _. Go subscribe to my YouTube, Life with J'Amer, AMEAR. Check out my daughter's YouTube channel. And, yeah, y'all, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope this episode was helpful, because I feel like that really, like, changed my whole mindset. It really did. And understanding that I cannot continue to blame him and my mama, like anybody, my daddy, I cannot continue to blame them for my hurt because I continue to allow it, you know? So, like I said, I'm grown. Like, I can't, you know, at some point I gotta stop blaming my mama. At some point I gotta stop blaming my daddy. I gotta stop blaming the people that I was in relationships with, because I'm grown and I allowed it. I continue to allow that. So now, and knowing that, like, when I say people's access to me gonna be so different, y'all, it's gonna be so different. Like, so different. So, so different. Because, I now completely understand that people can only do to me what I allow them to do. When people show you who they are, believe them. Like, that quote, I have been hearing that like all my life, but it's so true. When people show you who they are, believe them. Do not make excuses of, oh, this person was going through this, or, oh, they've been through that. It does not matter, because every battle, everything that I've done in my life, I've never snaked anybody. You feel what I'm saying? Everything that I've ever gone through, I've never treated people like shit. So I don't care. That's that person. Like, people can change, so I'm not saying that. But if somebody is showing you certain actions and characteristics, believe it. Don't make excuses for them. Believe it. Anyways, I'm starting off on a whole other rant. So that's going to end this episode, y'all. Like I said, I hope this helped you guys. And make sure you guys go check out the past episodes. And that's going to be all, guys. Happy healing. Peace, love, and good vibes.